In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We want to pray for the president. We're disappointed, but the Bible says we need to pray for our leaders. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, give him the wisdom of Christ.
Amen.
Give him the wisdom of Jesus Christ. That's all I can say today, Lord. We are disappointed, but we need to have this man have the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I have with me Anthony Correnti. We're going to be speaking in a couple of minutes. We overcome the enemy through the word of our testimony and through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, through the word of our testimony and through the blood of the Lamb. So Anthony is going to give his witness.
Amen. God is good. You know, God is so good. The witness of my life is the same as a witness to be yours, that God had a perfect plan for my life. Before he created the earth, he created me, and he created a perfect plan for me. Now, I wasn't always in God, and no one is. We are fallen people in a fallen world. You know, I grew up, went to Catholic school. I knew of God, but I did not know God. I had the principles of God, but I never felt the presence of God. So, you know, growing up, playing sports, I went out to college. You know, I fell into the traps of the world, which is okay because it's normal, you know. Until we have the wisdom of God, we only have the wisdom of the world. So my teachers told me if I wanted to be successful, go to a good college. The society taught me if I wanted to be happy, go get girls and party. So I went to the biggest party college. You know, at Arizona State, I had 4 years of what I thought was pleasure, but it was really just fleeting goods. You know, I thought I had peace, but I really just had moments of thrills with no inner peace. So basically, after 4 years of college, I came back. And you know, when I was at college, the devil will give you the kingdom. You know, if you are predestined to be in God, which we all are, but if you are listening right now, you are especially, you know, the enemy will give you his kingdom. He'll do anything to keep you from fulfilling your destiny in Christ and keep you in the world. So, you know, parties, money, girls, all of it. I thought I was living a life worth something of what I dreamed of. But, you know, the dream soon became a nightmare. After I came back from school, nothing compared to the thrills of what I had in running the nightclubs and living in the world. And soon, a little partying became a lot and addiction spilled over. You know, in this, I was searching. You know, I knew I didn't. I burned out from everything in the world. I got every worldly good you could want, but I still had nothing. And you know, I was blessed to achieve and have everything I think I wanted. Because once you reach your destination, you realize, only then you realize you're completely lost. So I began to start looking for answers. You know, sometimes the enemy creates a problem and gives you an answer. You have anxiety? Try yoga. You have pain? You know, we can heal through Reiki. So I ventured into the New Age. I live in Salem, Massachusetts. And, you know, I thought I was having spiritual power. There was phenomenons happening to me in my life. And, you know, depression I thought was being lifted, addiction I thought was being lifted, but I was just being ensnared deeper and deeper. So coming upon my spiritual awakening, you know, once you have a spiritual awakening, you're in the game. I was just on the wrong team. But I still had the heart of Christ. You know, only God can give you gifts. The enemy can only pervert them. So I was working with my gifts in the wrong way. This all changed, though, when I walked into Father Tom's church. Upon going into the school of the Holy Spirit, Father Tom prayed for me, and I immediately saw truth. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, truth comes upon you. When the light of God comes in you, all darkness is driven out. And luckily for me, that started happening immediately. You know, I started getting deliverance. I started seeing the truth of God into the eternal realm. And upon this deliverance, God started shining his light on me, but it was not without battle. So going quickly through this, you know, in the Bible, it says some demons can only come out by prayer or fasting. You know, God will do it all, but he just looks for compliance. And, you know, at this point, I wanted God so bad that he put on my heart to do a 21-day fast and then a 40-day fast. And, you know, I complied with these things. And God was happy with me, not because of the works, but because of my obedience. And, you know, upon this, very briefly, God started opening up doors to me. You know, he also told me, like Father Tom says, it's not about the money, but your heart's where your money is. I started donating everything I had to the church. And I just gave it all to God, you know. Today when I was praying the breviary, I read in one of the prayers, it says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. You know, deeper into my journey, I got the gift of wisdom that I didn't have to figure this out for myself. I didn't have to figure out how or what to do. I just had to cast my cares on God, for he cares for me. And you know, he started aligning my life. So God started to trust me, although I was so unworthy and not even in a place. I just told God I was available. He wants to know today, are you available? But he started to trust me with people. And I started having people in my life, and I just started praying for them. You know, I'm no one to do any healing. I have no gifts. God, the Holy Spirit has all the gifts. So I just asked God if he would start coming into these people's heart and healing them. You know, God told me during COVID, because I came to God a little over a year ago to go hold up signs. Started holding up signs for the Lord. We followed the Black Lives Matter movement, not to protest or be involved, but to bring the good news of Jesus, to try to baptize people in the Holy Spirit, give them the gift of eternal life. You know, everyone's coming with the bad news. Who's coming with the good news? Then from there, God aligned that I got a speaker and a microphone, and we started praying praise and worship, and he gave me other people, and we'd walk down the beach at Hampton Beach, any beach. We'd just preach the word of God. People were stuck eating outside. They couldn't go in the restaurant, so they were stuck. They were stuck listening to the word of God. You know, what the devil intends for bad, God works for good. Because of everything going on, a door opened in the spirit that you could take a speaker and preach the word of God, where at other times, you know, the cost would shut it down because you can't amplify. Now, protests are allowed, and we're not protesting anything. You know, we're just seeing in the spirit. We're seeing everyone's lost. And the best part of being lost is being found. So after that happened, you know, I was gifted to come on the radio and talk with you. If you're listening to me, I'm talking to you right now. You know, I'm a sinner. I'm someone who had no gifts. I'm someone who's unworthy to be on the radio, but I'm just someone who I try to, whatever God gives me, the littlest bit, whatever he trusts me with, I try to be faithful to. And you know, if you're just faithful to the little God gives you, he'll trust you with more. But the greater gift is he'll give you greater glory, greater intimacy with him. You know, because of how I came to God, I pray. I have a very big prayer life because it was necessary. And you know, everything comes out of this intimacy and everything comes out of your prayer life with God. You know, God wants to give you everything today, but he's not going to give you more than he can trust you with. God wants to glorify himself through you. God wants to use you as a vessel. You know, in the Divine Mercy Chaplet, when Jesus came to St. Faustina, the greater the sinner, he told her, the greater the sinner, the greater their right to God's mercy. You know, I pray that the Divine Mercy rays coming out from the heart of Jesus comes upon you now. You know, and now I've got to travel to Father Tom to do School of the Holy Spirit conferences with him. I watch my best friend, Ryan, who brought me to God, go from, you know, running around Wall Street, living a very worldly life, you know, doing things we don't want to talk about anymore, to going to be a monk. You know, God is looking to fill all your questions with answers, all your voids with his love. You know, I tapped into the spirit realm by going to do a ayahuasca plant medicine ceremony with shamans in New York. And I thought I was seeing down my lineage, you know, after taking this medicine. But really, I was just being deceived. You know, I had the counterfeit of the world, but God wants you the real thing. You know, the first call that Jesus gives us, and God gives us, is to love God with all your heart. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. But we are called to love God more than anything. You are called to love God more than you love your wife, more than you love your mother, more than you love the world, your sister. When you cast your cares on God because he cares of you, he will glorify it. And he just wants you to know that there's a place where we can receive the wisdom of heaven. Because I received the wisdom of the world. You are receiving the wisdom of the world. Turn off the news and open your Bible. You know, Jesus wants to transfigure you. He wants you to be transfigured into the image. He wants your face to glow with the light of God. He wants you to illuminate the world. He wants you, everywhere you go, he wants in the spirit for the light radiating off you to drive out all darkness. And it's through our testimony. You know, at first I was shy to tell my testimony. But now, you know, my greatest failures, my greatest success, it's all glory to God. And you know, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Father is looking to fellowship with you. And all you have to do is fellowship with God. You know, I had lots of friends in the world before, very popular, but I didn't have a friendship with God. Now today, I have a great friendship with God, and I have a lot less friends in the world. But I'll tell you, I am so much happier. I am so filled with peace. I'm so filled with love, because God will give you a love that, in a peace that the world cannot give. And it's about being filled with his light. The first mention in the Bible is about the light of God. He wants to fill you, your life, and everyone around you with his light. Will you let him today?
Fantastic things happen when people meet in the power of the Holy Spirit. We never know what happens all the time. But I get calls often that say, you prayed for me, and my wife got healed. The other day, this man called me with a wife that was in terrible pain, and I prayed for her. that she would be healed of this terrible pain. It was very simple prayer. He called me a couple of days later and said, my wife is almost better. Thank you for praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you're the one who does these things. I don't do these things. There's no high like the Most High.
Amen.
There's no high like the Most High. And we need to know that, that God wants to give us His friendship, His love, His Spirit, the blessed Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Spirit. I couldn't do anything without the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you what happened yesterday. Yesterday was my 37th year on the radio. I started when I was 37. Now I'm 74. And we're still proclaiming the love of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, yes. It was my anniversary yesterday. But it's all glory to God because I couldn't do these things. I don't have the ability to do these things, but I know someone who does. I need to trust Him. Put your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you today. You say, but I'm a great sinner. But let me tell you, you need Jesus. I'm not going to mince words. You need Jesus, and He's the one that can set you free. You don't need me, but you need Jesus. You need Jesus to set you free, to heal you. Go to confession. Confess your sins. You need Jesus. I'm going to tell you one thing, too. I need Jesus, too. Oh, yes. I need Jesus every day. I can't even put on my clothes without asking for help. I need Jesus, and He comes. He comes when I ask Him, help me do this, and immediately He helps me. Sometimes I forget to ask, and I can't find the zipper of my coat. And then I say, Jesus, help me, and immediately the zipper is found. You might say, that's foolish. That's not foolish. That's my life. That's my life. Turning to Jesus. Turning to Jesus in all our ways. Turning to Jesus in all our ways. Now we're going to speak some more about the Holy Spirit.
I can firsthand witness there's no high like the Most High. You know, there's a place in the glory of God where all the fears of the world melt away. There's a place in the intimacy of God where the joy of the Lord so far outweighs any fleeting good of this earth. And you know, we are created to live in there. But it's only the truth that will bring you to this glory, and it's only the truth that will set you free. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The spirit of the world is the spirit of deception. You know, what we think will make us happy really may not. And the good, and you know, a gift might be that you grab all those things you thought were going to make you happy, and you get to a place where you realize it does not, because it's a spirit of deception. But the good news is you don't have to go there. You can make the decision right now before you get there to let the spirit of truth not only come into your heart, but take over your will. That every action you take, every step you make, every word you say can be in union and guided by God through the Holy Spirit. You know, He created you. He has a perfect plan for you in your life. He has ordained every action you will take. You know, anxiety comes when we try to figure out our problems on our own. You know, we cannot be satisfied. Unsatisfaction comes when we look for the satisfaction of the world. It's only by the grace of God that we are breathing today. It's only the grace of God that I'm alive. You know? I've almost died many times. And, you know, it's only by God's mercy and God's grace that I am still here. And a lot of people say, wow, you're lucky to be alive. But there's no such thing as luck. There's no such thing as coincidence. You know, Jesus went down to hell after the cross 3 days, and he stole the keys to death and life.
Amen.
We live and die by the grace of God. You know, and God is only looking for us to trust in his mercy. His mercy, the mercy of God, is his greatest attribute. The hardest thing sometimes is when everything in the temporal life is figured out. Good job, good family, you know, good car. Because sometimes when you're emptied out of all this and have nothing, your heart opens to God. But when you have all this, why do we need God? But we do need God. You know, there's some people listening to me right now, and God's speaking to you directly through me. God is, the counselors and rehab clinics need God just as much as the addicts. The doctors need God just as much as the patients. You know, everything in this life goes except for our soul. Our soul goes on forever with God. And it matters the deeds we do and the light we are filled with. And you know, for this life, God wants to fill you with his light and his glory, because that is what is truly going to bring you to a place of peace and happiness. Not these daily thrills, ups and downs, but a peace that through every piece of turmoil, anything you go through, once you know that God is with you and he is using it to bring you to a deeper place, that God uses everything for the good for those who trust in him, you will come to this place where this is how God ordained you to live. So right now, just say, Jesus, I cast my cares on you.
I cast my cares on you.
Because you care for me.
Because you care for me.
Help me to surrender to your will.
Help me to surrender to your will.
And forgive all those who've hurt me.
And forgive all those who hurt me.
Because, you know, forgiveness is the anointing that's being broadcast over the radio waves right now. Because forgiveness is the only thing that will set the captives free. Until you forgive, you will never be released. You know, until you forgive those who have tormented you, you will continue to be tormented. And you say, they don't deserve my forgiveness. It's not about them. It's about you and God. Jesus went on the cross. He was nailed to death. God came and he died. And he asked the Father to forgive them, for they not know what they are doing. Whatever happened in your life, forgive, so that the torment can stop, so that a peace of God can come over you. Cast your cares on him, because he cares for you.
Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. Today, don't wait till tomorrow. You say, well, I'll do that when I'm old. You might never see old age. We don't know what's going to happen to us. By the grace of God, we'll live a long life, but that doesn't happen to everyone. We've prayed for people, and they've been healed. We've also prayed for people, and they went home to God. Yes, yeah, someone just 40 years old with cancer. Oh, we called on the name of the Lord for help to heal this beautiful woman who was full of life. But the Lord desired that she would come to him in heaven. Oh, yes, we are not sure about anything. That's why we've got to make our decision for the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. There's no high like the Most High, I tell you.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, that's real. Once you've experienced the presence of God, you want more. You want more. You want more.
It's a never-ending river.
Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.